it was nice for the lads because really from pre-season they've had a training every week. Obviously, it's a big run of games as well. So to let them have that little break, we train hard on the Well, we had a good win, obviously, at Hinckley. We had a training session weekend off, and we come back in Monday ready to go for the Colwyn game. So I think the lads, it's good to give them a little break because we're obviously going to go into a big run of games now, Christmas, January time. It's good to be prepared for those. So that little break's probably timely.
And that's it, isn't it? I suppose it gives you a chance to go over any injuries, any niggles, any tiredness, basically.
Yeah, I think, ironically, the way we've been all season, we haven't really had any injuries. But the last game against Hinckley, the Hyde game, we've lost Rob Alvins. Looks like he's going to be another few weeks. Mike Simmons with his hamstring, he's struggling. And Martin Nash. So all of a sudden, you go from kind of having a couple left out of your 16 to, you know, down to the 15, 16 players, hoping people are going to get fit. So, unfortunately, I think we're going to be, you know, Rob. We're going to be about Rob and Nails, obviously, for the fixtures over Christmas.
You've been showing some really, really good form. Obviously, those really two good results against Hinckley and then at home to the leaders, Hyde. Are those injuries a worry that might derail that form now?
No, I don't think so. I'm confident in the squad that we've got. I mean, you know, when I say those boys are going to be out, we've got, obviously, it's chances for other people and they've all got pedigree at this level. So it gives people a chance to come in and do well. And perhaps some of the players, for whatever reason, haven't really got going or had a run in the side yet. They get the chance to come and do that. So, I still think we're going to be strong going into the games and approach it in a positive mindset. I mean, if you look at Colwyn Bay specifically, I think they've lost their last couple of games, so they won't want to make it three on the bounce. It's not going to be easy for us. But I think we go into it with massive confidence because, as you say, the high performance and the result against those and Hinckley has put us all in a good frame of mind going into these next run of games.
So you do see that it's a difficult trip there up to North Wales, isn't it? And they're also a difficult side to play against. But are you confident that you can at least go there and get a result?
Well, I think, yeah. I mean, we, as I say, the way that we are as a group, we're going into every game thinking we're going to go and get a result. So it showed at Hinckley. I think we'd like to perhaps not start the game as like we have done the last couple, especially in the away games, conceding a couple of goals. But we're mindful of that, but we've had them watched and we'll go into it with a specific game plan. I think their home form is pretty good, and obviously they're just below us in the table, so they'll be looking to get a victory. But we'll be going into trying to get a positive result as well.